Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 55. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
Today we will be discussing the tech news of the last week or so. I believe today is the 7th, June 7th, or is it the
7th?
That is
6-7.
6-7.
6-7-12.
6-7-1-2. If you're listening live, we actually started immediately.
Oh, we are prompt this evening.
Prompt as ever.
We got our crap together, so to speak.
But you can always find us every Thursday, approximately 8 p.m.
Or just
Central Standard Time.
Or just download us.
Or find us on iTunes.
Go pirate us.
Yeah, go Pirate Bay, search Bleed Geek. Don't download anything that comes up because who knows what it is.
Pirate Bay? Yeah, I wouldn't go to Pirate Bay.
Anyway.
Hit me up via PM somewhere if you want to know where to go.
To his house, he means. Because we have all the hard copies? No.
Exactly. No comment.
Right.
Is this recording?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. No comment.
But anyway, yeah. So our site, iTunes, Thursdays at 8, except for Thanksgiving. I think most other Thursdays are safe, though.
Good podcast
we did a Saturday once.
While eating turkey.
Welcome to our Thanksgiving.
While the family's saying grace, we're like, guys, we're recording! Maybe not.
I feel like that's turkey is a lot earlier in the day.
No, it's not.
Than 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Oh, yeah. We're usually drinking by then.
Right. Anyways.
Wow. Go Bleed Geek. Off topic. Only 2 minutes in.
I don't think it's that. Even
it
that
is
far.
Only 2 minutes in.
Anyway.
Off topic for a holiday that doesn't come till November.
Hey.
It's getting close.
We got to start counting 5 months.
We're less
away.
Than half the year there.
5 months.
Countdown
weeks.
Begins.
Anywho. So you can always join us live, get into chat, hang out, bleedgeek.com/live. As you notice, Matt is joining us tonight, so later in
what
the
does that
show,
mean? Movies.
First Thursday of the month.
That means it is the first Thursday of the month. And we will be talking about movies later. And you can check out his stuff, even though there has been a review in a while.
We're a little busy last couple weeks.
He's got crap going on.
Once the move is finished, then
he's gonna go see Prometheus this weekend, though. He's gonna let you know what he thinks.
And he is having a housewarming party on Sunday, and he said there will be keg and barbecue. So, if you need the address, let me know.
You heard it here first. So did Matt. So anyway, moving right along. Yeah. So it's been an interesting week. E3 went on. There's some crazy tech conference in Taiwan or something, too.
Yeah.
Computex. It's a lot of Acer, Asus. I think Lenovo was probably there.
Lenovo was there.
A few other computer. I'm sure Samsung was there. They're showing off some tablet. A lot of stuff running Windows 8.
Yep.
A lot of combination tablet or touchscreen. There's that Ultrabook that you want. They had a touchscreen.
ZenBook.
They had a touchscreen version.
I've been really questioning because I don't think I'm gonna buy a laptop quite yet. I mean, I'm waiting for the ZenBook. That's what I want, but they haven't posted a release date yet. And
you feel like it should have been here by now, at least pre-orders, right?
If they were smart, it would have been here by now. I would think because now it's. I mean, maybe they're waiting for back to school. Do you think that's plausible?
Is it tapered on the end?
Yes.
Maybe they're never gonna come out.
Yeah, I read an article about that also.
Today it was announced that Apple won a patent for their clamshell tapered cover of the MacBook Air. But it's funny because I saw a lot of people talking about that Coke had a patent on the bottle, but like in the 40s and 50s.
Yep.
Like I saw that popping up a lot as a comparison, and obviously people found ways around it.
It's
just one of those things.
It seems crazy to me
that it's such a broad thing
that it's so broad. It would be like somebody putting a patent on
refrigerators
or like a pair of headphones. Like you can't do the little band that goes above your head because
then you get all those back neck ones, and that's just weird, right?
Yeah, right.
Those things sucked.
I never used them.
Pat always
used
them when we gamed.
Really?
It's like that's kind of weird.
You look pretty weird right now, Pat. Is that what you said, Bill?
And they don't... Anyway, off topic.
Because they got a fat head.
They don't... I'm not judging.
They never worked for me.
It's okay. You can't win them all, Fowler.
You cannot win them all. But anyway, so there's not a lot of real news out of Computex. There's a lot of weird prototypes, weird... not even weird, but just a lot of prototypes, a lot of things that are coming soon. There's no real, like, new technology or anything. It's a lot of Windows 8 machines.
Windows 8. Metro. Yeah. Metro will be, I think, the... Oh, that's... No, it's my computer.
Over there?
Yeah. My sound is on. Excusez-moi.
But yeah, like I said, nothing major. I mean, there's still no firm date for Windows 8. It's projected still. I heard talk of October, which I think, we had guesses. I think that's about when we guessed, right?
Yes.
Late September, early October.
Yep, I think it'll be just prior to the holiday season, just to
right around
kick
my
off.
Birthday.
Right around. Look at me. I'm so cool. Right so
around,
much stuff.
Maybe it'll be right around your birthday.
Stuff always happens around my birthday. I'm so popular.
I know. They're like, Mike, here are all these things for you. We would like to treat you to Windows 8 today.
And then you're like, get the F out of here.
I'm not going to use that.
Barf.
Good one. I would check it out. I would like to play with it. I suppose I could just download the consumer preview for free on my laptop if I wanted, right? Why not? Anyway, is there anything else you want to talk about? Computex?
No.
Windows 8. A lot of touchscreens. I think...
I'll just say, because it's not, you didn't put it down, but speaking of Windows, or do you have more Computex stuff? Go.
It has to do with Windows 8, but...
Oh, mine, go.
But, like, all the laptops they showed that had touchscreens that were laptops, like, they were talking about, like, the hinges that held them, so, like, they were talking about, like, how it felt, like, how it didn't move the screen a lot when you touched it.
Yep.
You gotta think that's gonna wear out, right? Like, the more you touch it, the looser it's slowly gonna get.
It's, well, that's like, this laptop, I've only had it for... Well, I've had it for, has it been a year now, maybe? But this one already has...
Like, there's so much give in it, right?
Right. I mean, and it's not bad, but it's gonna...
But, like, just think if you were touching it all the time, and you don't touch
it. But you're
that.
Always pushing backwards, so I think there'll always be tension. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're going, derp, 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 derp. That's me shaking my screen back and forth for those who can't see.
The audio listeners.
Yeah. But it's like if you're just going, I mean, there's always going to be that kind of back tension for it. So.
Right. I just feel like over, I mean... But I guess, I feel like laptop lives are slimming down some, too. I mean,
well,
they should be getting better, but
it's just
technology
tech
moves
is moving
so fast.
So quick.
Right.
But
anyway, what did you want to say about Windows 8?
I read that Chrome already has their Metro app.
I don't remember if Windows had, like, a store. Like, I feel like they're semi-approving things like that, like... Because I remember we talked before about whether or not the Metro version would have, whether or not they were going to allow a separate browser, or if it was going to be the only built-in one. Cause we were talking
you have
about
to
that.
Root your Windows?
Root your Windows?
Yeah. No, but they already said would be a, like, that it's going to be available as an app, so I don't, so
yeah.
Whether...
So I don't know if there's, like, an approval process. I think Microsoft was somewhere in between Android and iOS. They had a light approval process, like where iOS is obviously heavier... And Android is, you can do whatever you want.
Even if it's not available in their official app store, it's like, it's Windows. You can go to any website and download stuff. I mean, it's just like Android. Like, I can go outside the Google
right.
Play Store.
No, I understand. I was just curious if it was like...
Oh, yeah, I do not.
If there's a Windows... Because I saw that it was going to be coming soon, actually.
Yes.
So I wonder if you'll be able to test it before it's actually released.
Yes, they did. They said there was a developer version
nice.
Available, so...
So go Google.
Go Google.
See what I did there?
Yep.
Stole my line.
So speaking of Android, anything interesting happening in the world of Android? Any new apps?
Oh, yes. They got Instapaper. I had to ask you kind of sort of what it was, and I looked up more on it this morning, actually, just to see. And it's kind of like, in a nutshell, it's like a... Like, would you say it's a website I mean, it's like, it's for viewing articles, but it kind of strips everything, like, strips the fluff, so it's just
right.
Text. You know, so it'd be like picking up a novel, basically, versus
instead
a
of a
book.
Magazine.
Yeah. That's about, that's a good way to put it.
Right. Yeah, it's so, it's like taking all your favorite magazine articles and putting them in short stories.
And I don't know how I feel about it, I guess. Maybe it's one of those, like, maybe I'll have to check it out on your iPad later mm-hmm. just to look at it. Because it's like, I don't know. Like, it's, I mean, sometimes the picture kind of helps.
Well, it, like leaves, when you read, it leaves pictures in that are involved in the story.
So what does it take out? Just, like, ads and stuff?
All the ads, and it makes it in a nice format. Like it.
How does it do it?
Although... There are some secret. There are some articles like from The Verge when they do a lot of like where all they'll of their... where they'll write on one side but then have like maybe a timeline over here, like it's kind of chopped up weird. There was one article it was their article on not Rim because that one just came out. No, the Palm one just came out, right? The Rim one. The Rim one was the one that I'm like they had like timelines and then like a like they do like a article on half the page and like on this side would be like. This pictures of like the head, the CEO, the COO, like stuff like that, and they're kind of chopped up funny, or like they have a lot of big quotes like in the middle of their stories, like really like how it really does look like a magazine, I would say, like, mm-hmm. and some of that got a little messed up, but in your standard, just straight down ads on the sides mm-hmm. articles, it's really nice, and I mean there's a built-in thing in Safari that allows you to like a read mode where it does the same type of thing, but Instapaper is so much better at it. And a lot of people actually when Safari first launched it was they said they're ripping off Instapaper, but they still have a strong following and a lot of people use them, and I prefer that over the Safari version personally. So
Tom, you can't win them all.
You can't win them all.
Somebody else is gonna steal that tagline from me too. From Google probably will steal that one. They already stole my Go Google.
No, they probably do think they literally can win them all, though.
That's true.
Speaking of winning them all in Google, I'm pretty sure Eric Schmidt's 6 months was up yesterday for his Android developers first. Actually, I know it was. I don't know. But there's a lot of ripping on him because he said at Loeb in December, he said, in 6 months, people will be... App developers will be developing Android first instead of iOS first. And there's a lot of charts today and yesterday showing that it's still like for every three, there's one app for like every three or four on iOS. And a lot of the big apps are making their way over to Android, like Instapaper, Flipboard we talked about recently, which is out in a private beta right now for Android.
Yep.
And on the S3, which no one in America should really have yet, but is coming soon.
There, yeah.
Do I think
if you you can buy an unlocked one,
if from you want. Europe.
Yep.
Yeah. What were you gonna ask?
About
app developers.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems crazy to hear somebody say 3-1. Do you really think that it's that extreme?
Yeah, but there's so many. Like, it's not like not necessarily good three good apps to one app. Like, it's just apps. Cause there's just so many. I mean, I could. Like, people literally just build apps that do nothing. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just silly then.
Well, I mean, they do. Like, take your Flick Zippo Lighter app. I mean, it's just a Zippo Lighter.
That's like a little shout out to,
right.
to Marie there.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Or like.
But that one's cool.
There's those gun ones. I mean, how many have you seen that are just a picture of a
I've
gun?
I've shot people in my car.
You see what I mean? Like, apps that do nothing.
It's like, ah!
And then you feel better?
No, not really.
You have a real gun now, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, that'd probably be bad.
Bad for business.
Bad for business.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's so many apps. Like
I don't know. Three to one just seems very askew.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't even think that's that bad.
Three to one?
That's
That's a lot.
You gotta think about all the things that are being made, like 1,000... specifically for education. I mean, all the ones that come out for that purpose. For all the schools that have invested in iPads and things like that.
Or even businesses build them for themselves. But I don't know if those count or not in these readings.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. That, anyways.
It's also, he's got like...
3,000 to 1,000.
Eric Schmidt also has about 2 weeks left on his by early summer. 50% of TVs will have Google TV.
Well, that's kind of unfair, though, because they didn't start rolling out a lot of Google... Like, smart TVs haven't really been pushed... Except for maybe the last, I would say, month, really.
But do you think that's unfair because of what? He said it. Why didn't he say 9 months? You know?
No, I get it. But I'm like,
I think Eric Schmidt just runs his mouth personally. Like,
he does. But it's just like,
funny.
I mean, you could say anything like about the president saying,
right,
you
no,
know, stuff like
no,
that. It's just
funny because like Larry and Sergey don't ever say anything. It's always Eric Schmidt. Like, you know what I mean?
And it's like, well, yeah, no, and he does run his mouth. And it's like, why? Like, if I was Sergey, I'd be like, seriously? This guy just needs to, like, sit in the back of the bus.
Right.
And just shut his mouth. Go back.
Because they just get ripped, like.
Right. And it's I would say 90% of the time, it's, like, the reason why Google gets ripped on so much for, like, some stat being released is from Eric.
Right.
And it's like, so, I get it. I'm just defending my boys. No. My homeboys.
I know what you're saying.
Anyways.
Speaking of Google. they also had a little, a very small little get together for some people.
It was like, hey, we're going to have a little coffee and donut gathering.
There was a pretty small place. Did you see pictures of the place? Like,
mm-mm.
It was pretty small, like a little.
Like a coffee shop?
No, more like a small community theater. Like, not even a community theater. Not even that big. Like, cause there was a small, not even as big as, like, a high school auditorium. Like, I don't know. It's small. But
it was small. A couple hundred people.
Yeah. But they showed mm-hmm. off all their, or they showed off the future of their maps, basically.
They're rubbing in Apple's face.
Well,
they're going, this is what you're missing out on.
No, they said it was going to come out on iOS.
I know, but Apple, I'm saying, because it's not going to be the default on Apple.
We don't know that for sure. Rumor has it.
No, it's basically been all but confirmed. It's going to happen. They said, I will put money on it.
I would not bet against you.
Okay. All signs point to yes.
But,
anyways.
They say that a lot of people think that's why they held the conference before WWDC, which starts Monday, is just because.
Are you excited about that?
I am, actually. Well, I'm happy because I think a lot of the rumors will end then. I feel like
that's what I was going to say.
The rumors
I'm
are
happy,
at just like their peak right now.
I'm happy because everything should, not everything, but all of the Apple crap is, not crap, I guess, but all of the Apple rumors will just die down.
Well, you know, it's bad, like when I didn't even put it on here because I'm getting sick of it.
I mean, it's the same every year, honestly.
Right.
You know, we've only been doing this for a year, and it's the same every year.
We started last year around the same time, so
yeah, right before. Oh, we just had our year, so
right,
good
well,
one.
Cause it was you know, WWDC
anyways.
And E3 then too. But anyway,
so,
Google Maps.
The one cool thing that I took out of it that made me go, Google, seriously, you guys, I just want to give you a big hug or something because you're so cool. So it's like, not only are they making driverless cars, not only are they doing the street view, and so you can, like, literally walk down the street, now they have decided they purchased a fleet of airplanes, and they are going to map the entire world in 3D.
Well, they have been.
They've been working on it.
They also have dog sled maps things, like people on dog sleds out in the Arctic.
Like, how...
And they had them, like, on this bike. They had bike ones where cars couldn't go. And then they had showed the bike, like, on a ferry going across the water because,
like, how
a bike can't go across water, obviously.
As much as people hate on Google, it's like they do some awesome stuff. And
oh, totally.
And that's, I wish it, they don't have nearly as much money as Apple. It would be nice to see. It'd be crazy to see what Apple could do if they just started throwing money around. And that's not Apple, because they're all
then
about...
They don't have as much money.
Well, no, not that, but, you, I mean, they're no. all about the refined product. That's
right.
Their thing. And, I mean, the
Google's
way...
like, let's see what happens.
Exactly. I mean, we've talked about it so many times before. They're just like, here's $500,000.
Well, they bought, like, two companies this week, too.
Migo.
And there was another one, Open Office, Office Express...
Open Office?
No, not Open Office.
I was like...
Office Express or something, like some...
like a open source
It's like a mobile
program.
Version of Office, right. Like it's like a third party, but it's like it's really good for working with Microsoft products. As funny as that
interesting.
Is, interesting.
I thought,
but it's a strong app on iOS, and I don't know. I think they had an Android one too, but they bought them this week as well. But anyway, back to maps. yeah, I mean they had, and then they had backpacks. They have this literal. It's just a huge backpack. With this camera that goes up, and they showed that too. Like they've been walking inside. They're going to 55 museums or something this year. Like they're just gonna go through them all, so you can go in your street view and go into museums, like and walk around inside.
Like how
that is awesome.
It blows my mind how cool that is. Like it really, they're doing a really good job at bringing the world to a person's computer or television.
Right. They were using iPads for their demonstrations, but no Android tablets, but
I'm not judging.
I know it's funny though, but, they showed that they are also bringing, maps offline.
Yes.
So you can, I'm not exactly sure how it, like to what extent it'll work. Like
I don't know what the range is.
Right. Like if you're zoomed in on a state, let's say if you would get like,
well, I wonder if it's something where you get directions and then you can download it that way. Like even if you're going from New York to Minnesota, you know, and it's just like,
but it showed them using the offline one and they could zoom in all the way down to street view from the top. Like
it's a good idea because I could, like when I was coming back from Cedar Lake, I didn't have anybody to follow, and my...
You lost service?
I had no service out there, and I'm like, holy shit, where... Like, I have no idea where I'm going, and it was 11:30, and it's like,
I'll just keep driving this way.
I felt like once I hit one of the main roads that goes into Stillwater, I knew where I was. So I was like, oh, good, see. All right, that'll take me all the way over to Stillwater, and...
Right. But anyway...
That was exciting.
But... Yeah, so maps offline, coming to Android. They didn't give any release dates for anything, though. Coming soon to Android and iOS. And then, the 3D view, as you started to say. It's pretty cool the way they do it, and they looked pretty solid, like the 3D view. Just go Google it.
Think how much money they have in cameras out and about. Like,
and they let the people wear them, too, the backpacks and stuff.
And it's like the street view, like everything, you know, it's like, I know they're not as fancy as like from what Planet Earth was filmed in, you know, but like the 3D view ones, they were good. Like it was crazy how good it was.
Yeah. They talked about a lot of stuff. I mean, going back to them doing whatever they want with money, like, and bringing people, they showed a lot of like, they helped the government during like Hurricane Katrina, apparently, like they did a lot of stuff. Because
they could show them where stuff was prior and like that,
and then they did a lot of stuff in the Amazon with people, and they brought them laptops basically and showed them like, you're in the forest but look at what's gone all around you kind of deal, like, which I guess is kind of messed up,
scary,
really. But and then they just announced a whole bunch of countries that I was coming out in now, or that they were in now, and
yeah, it's just
other languages and...
I mean, there's honestly nothing else you can say other than go Google. In all honesty.
Yeah. I mean, it was some cool stuff. And I do think, like, especially with the way everything was kind of coming soon, everyone there said that it felt very rushed. But, again, they're trying to get it out because if Apple does switch away, which is very rumored to happen, they will still probably release then a map, a Google Maps app, I'm sure. And then it'll have all these features in it. So,
yeah,
they want to keep their market, so...
Yeah, I don't
want people to know what's coming. That way, they can, and no one knows. I mean, obviously, outside of Apple. I mean, we're 95% sure that they are switching, but whether or not it'll happen immediately, or if it'll only be an iOS 6 and everything back, we'll still use the old maps. Or how it'll work exactly, but
I can't remember. Did Apple? Is it based off like somebody else's, or is it all in-house built?
They bought three companies. Within the last, over the last 5 years, they've bought three different map companies, and they've supposedly been working on it forever.
But see, like...
And there's a lot of leaked shots that look really good, like, really good. One company was specifically, like, a 3D map maker, so, like, obviously that's, like, Google's, you know...
Right.
They know what's coming, I'm sure.
That could be it.
I mean, maybe they even let them know and they have their app ready to go when it happens as a separate app.
Like, even say, say they bought all of them, say, 5 years ago, and they've had all three companies 4 or 5 years, like, I would feel like they would have so much, and maybe not, I guess, because they know what Google has already, because Google is completely upfront with everything they're doing.
Right.
But it's like, you would think, even in 5 years, that's a lot of catching up to do.
Well, I mean, I think they bought one 5 years ago, one, like, 3 years ago, and then one maybe, like, within the last year. Not necessarily all three of them 5 years ago, but over that span of time, they've bought in three different companies. But yeah, I mean, and it's funny because, you know, I've read a lot of things like they don't say, like, a lot of people I don't even think realize it is Google Maps that they use, because it's just called Maps. I mean, it's not called Google Maps on the phone. But the other problem is that they charge, like we've talked about before, they charge for the API when you're using it so much as a company. So Apple pays for it, not the individual users.
Right.
And that's why Foursquare switched away from it. And while we're talking about Foursquare, they launched 5.0 today.
Yeah, I saw. I saw. It's like, if you forgot about Foursquare,
here's a reason to come back.
Yeah.
And I was like, you want to check it?
I thought about downloading it, and I'm like, nope, not.
Right.
I've got Path. I'm happy and content.
Right.
So. Don't do it, Mike.
Neither here nor there. Well, I still
have
it.
It's worth checking out. But it's worth checking out.
It was just funny to me that I saw.
Anyways.
Neither here nor there. Is there anything else you want to say about Google before we move on?
Go Google.
Besides go Google?
Nope, that's it.
Is there anything you want to say about Google, Matt?
Say it, good, Matt. Say it. Say it.
Go Google?
Yeah. Mike, say it.
I'm fine, thanks.
You already said it once. I'm happy. Did.
So, was it in April? Was it April something? Was Change Your Password Day?
Was it March?
Maybe it was in March. It wasn't that long ago.
No, maybe. I can't remember. But within the last 3 months.
Well, maybe you should do it again.
Yeah. Because if you're on one of the following.
Yeah, there's been, in the last 48 hours, there's been three sites hacked. LinkedIn, which is, I think, probably the biggest out of the three of them.
I'm safe.
eHarmony.
I'm safe.
And Last.fm.
I'm safe.
You never made an account?
Nope. I just went there to read band info.
Makes sense. But if you're using one
Fowler,
of those...
Fowler, any of those?
Nope.
Mike?
I got two of them.
Mike's got three eHarmony links.
That's right. No, LinkedIn and Last.fm both. But you can't win them all. But anyway, LinkedIn is not handling it very well. I don't know. They denied it for a while. And I saw lots of articles like, shouldn't they learn from Sony?
And it's like, the worst thing you can do is deny it. Like, the first thing you need to do, companies out there listening to us, if you get compromised, just come out and be honest. Like, let everybody know, especially if you're a company. Like, how many accounts does LinkedIn hold, you think? I mean, it's got to be in the hundreds of millions, I bet.
They said there's, like, only 2.5 million affected or so. Like, so, I mean, that's a lot, but it's not.
LinkedIn.
No, I bet it's not in the hundreds of millions, because Facebook only has, like, 800 million. I bet it's maybe 100 million.
100 million?
Maybe. I bet less than that.
I'm looking. See, because they're a public company. They have to release that stuff, don't they? Breaking rights?
Somewhere, yeah. Whatever you want to call them.
I'll look.
But
you keep on.
But anyway, so if you use any of those sites, regardless of whether or not you've been talked to by them or anything, you should go and change your password. And anywhere that you use the same email and password to get into those, consider changing those, because what people do. Well, what we saw with Anonymous was they would take an email address and a password and post it somewhere. And then, so let's say you use the same password, they'd go to PayPal and put an email and a password in. And then if they would get in because it's the same password, then they can do whatever they want with your PayPal money.
Exactly.
Or your Amazon account, or your email, or... I mean, there's certain places where... I mean, if you use the same password everywhere, which you shouldn't, that's how they get you.
As of February 9th, they have over 150 million registered users.
150?
Yep. So that's a lot of people. Like,
and so, I mean, really, you're only talking, like, what, then 10% of them affected,
but there's no way they're going to know.
Right. No, I agree. I'm just...
You know, it's like, if you have it... And I'm angry at myself that I didn't look on the two hacker sites that I checked, because normally when websites like this get hacked, they post it all to a text file on Pastebin, and they sit there, and it's all sorts of exciting.
Yeah. So anyway, LinkedIn, eHarmony, and Last.fm, change your passwords. And if not, it's good practice to change them every couple months anyway. Or use something like LastPass, or what's the other one? OnePass and LastPass. Is there any other tech-y stuff you want to talk about before we move on to E3 news?
Not that that's not techy, but I did. What was I? Oh, no, I can. It can wait for E3 stuff. So okay, we can talk E3.
So E3. There was.
Fowler, did you pay attention at all to E3?
A little bit.
I've been too busy moving.
Well, with that, yeah, I have not.
It's all during the day. It's not like you have to teach any kids or anything.
No, you can just leave them.
Exactly. Is there anything?
Show them E3. I bet you they'd be excited about
it. We're going to watch this live stream now. Look at all these cool games we could play someday.
It's true.
Is there anything you learned from E3?
And I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention, but the games that have kind of caught my eye have been, of course, for me, the new Halo. I've been a Halo.
Halo 4?
Yep. Also, the new Gears of War that was just announced. And the new Star Wars game looks intriguing.
13-13?
Yep.
Randy, were there any games that stuck out to you?
Nope.
None at all?
Just kidding. The one that stuck out to me was Gears of War. Looked cool. The new, as repetitive as it was, because I only played it on your PlayStation, Assassin's Creed 3. It looked awesome. You didn't see it?
I didn't, but I was wondering if it was PlayStation exclusive or if it was over everything.
I didn't.
I would assume over everything.
I would assume everything as well.
I was just trying to gauge, because it's funny, because the only games Matt mentioned were only going to be on Xbox, and so were, if you don't count Assassin's Creed, because it comes on everything, also Xbox. And I believe that's where they showed Call of Duty.
It'd be silly on their part to limit it to PS3 only.
Right. No, I agree. But the first one came out on PS3. That's why I asked.
But really, I mean, I'm guessing you're kind of leaning me towards Call of Duty.
Well, that too, right? I mean, you said something to me.
Which other one?
Which
one am I missing? Which one am I missing?
I don't know. That's all I got. Call of Duty.
Black Ops. I had turned on the live stream, and I had just put on my headphones, and I'm like, what are they playing? So I brought up the video, and it was probably like 10 minutes worth of gameplay that they went through. And when I first saw the trailer for the game, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to buy it even, because it was very lame looking. So Black Ops was based in, like, Black Ops 1 was based in the Vietnam era, so it's a lot of older guns, but Black Ops 2 is in the future, like 2020 or something like that. And so there's, like, drones and that kind of stuff, and I was like, this kind of looks lame. I'm going to end up buying it for the single-player mode only. The graphics look the exact same as where they are now. It's like the one thing that they need to do is they really need to update their graphics engine. That's where they're lacking. Well, but they're
at that same time, the hardware they're running on is 6 years old now.
No, but Battlefield did it. Battlefield
on Xbox and stuff too.
Yep.
Okay.
I
don't know,
but like, see, and I don't know. Like, what was nice about Battlefield, obviously, was the game was developed for PC in mind and ported to consoles, where Call of Duty it was originally started as PC but ported to console, where now it's console and ported to PC.
Well, and Call of Duty is going to be Xbox exclusive and then later come out on PC and
Everything else.
Everything else.
Yeah. It's yeah.
And there'll be added stuff, I think they
download
said.
Download content. Yeah. That's where they make their money right now, right. Honestly.
Yeah, so I didn't watch the Sony. Did you watch the Sony?
No.
I watched both the Nintendo and the Xbox One. I don't even know when the Sony one was. I think it was Monday night.
I watched part of the Nintendo one, but...
But it's funny to me. It's like three very different machines. The big stuff from Xbox, they announced Xbox. Is it called Xbox Glass? Or is it just called Smart Glass?
Smart Glass.
Which is essentially...
Is that a funny name?
Smart Glass?
It's kind of like Smart Ass. That's what I thought of when I first heard it.
That's funny.
I was like, huh.
I didn't even...
That's good. Clever Microsoft.
Well, it's funny because they're kind of taking a dig at Nintendo because obviously last year Nintendo announced the Wii U. And they added that extra gamepad that was kind of like a tablet with controller on the sides of it to add that extra functionality into it. So Xbox is launching Smart Glass, which is basically it's going to be an app that can run on iOS, Android, obviously Windows. And I want to say they might have even said BlackBerry, but I don't hold me to that. I actually doubt it, but you never know.
Yeah, that'd be just silly.
But basically what it'll do is the same thing as the Wii U. It'll add functionality into certain games. They showed them watching Game of Thrones, and it had the map of Westeros up. Like, you could see where they were in the show. They played football games where, you know, you pick the play on the tablet. Just like the stuff they showed with the Wii U last year, pretty much. Except for instead of it being on the game controller, it's on a separate tablet that you already own. You don't have to buy it, whatever. They also announced Xbox Music. They're just calling it Xbox Music, right?
Yep.
Which is kind of funny because they're completely killing the Zune, and they're firmly entering Xbox as their media player altogether, as their media center.
It's and so what's the downside to all of this? Like, say I have Hulu Plus. You'd sent me an article.
Oh,
even though I'd read it prior, but.
Well, and of course, to play any games online with Xbox, you have to pay 50, 60 bucks a year.
I think that's about
60
it, yeah.
bucks a year for Xbox Live, and you have to, or you could pay 10 bucks a month, which obviously would be 120, so that'd be silly. Why don't you pay for a whole year? Neither here nor there. I think Randy's having a seizure. But to watch, so they have Hulu Plus, they have HBO Go on Xbox, they have Netflix, they have Crackle, maybe.
Crackle. Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
And
the Crispy Brothers.
And maybe they said Amazon, or did Amazon come out on it now? I believe Amazon just came out on it.
I'm not sure if they did or not.
But the thing is, to use any of that, you have to have an Xbox Live membership. So you have to pay $50 or the $60 a year, plus pay the additional $8 a month for Netflix. With the PlayStation, if you're paying $8 or any of the set-top boxes like Roku, Apple TV, Boxy.
Go Roku.
Western Digital, I think, just put one out.
Netgear.
Netgear just put one out.
Because like, I laughed. And did you see it? It looks exactly like the Roku.
Right.
With just a Netgear stamp on the top. And it's like, you guys are so lame.
And with the Google TVs, I mean, there's a ton of top boxes out there, and if they want to compete, they really need to either make that stuff available regularly for everyone, or only it's the same thing as only charging for the online play, which I understand that takes money to run your servers, to keep your system up, to have so much happening all the time on your network.
It'd be interesting to see their setups. Like
it's got to be so much.
It's got to be crazy.
But to keep everything going and to keep coming up with exclusive content, I mean, obviously it takes money. And I will say that over PlayStation, I was willing to pay to play on Xbox Live because it was just a better system than PlayStation was for free.
It's still a better system for gaming.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like I've been over to Andrew's, and it's like, I mean, the PlayStation Network is good, but the thing that they're lacking is the numbers. That's like the only thing right now.
What do you mean the number? Oh, the people. Number of people.
Yeah, like
But it's because
I forget how many it said that were online on the PSN. Like it was worse than what it is for PC. And I was like, That's kind of
funny.
Well,
I mean, and there's so many setbacks to it. They had so many problems at the beginning, and then they hacked. How long were they down when they got hacked? For a month and a half? 2 months?
It was...
longer than that?
It was longer.
3 months,
I think. It was almost 3 months, I think.
Where it was just completely down. I mean, that's going to kill your usage. I mean, if people weren't playing Xbox...
no, it's
if
no
people
big
were
deal.
Playing then and not playing Xbox. They're well, playing like, Xbox
I,
now.
I know people who purposely went... not, or per, that was a bad word to use it. But they, like, they went out and bought an Xbox just so they could play Call of Duty.
Right.
Online.
I mean,
and it's like,
so, I mean, Sony's had their issues, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
to say
but,
the least.
But Xbox...
that is an understatement.
I mean... and they rested on...
I see what you did there.
They rested on their laurels so much with the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were killing it with PlayStation.
Did you just say laurels?
Laurel? What was the word? Laurel? Laurel.
What'd you? Yeah, you said laurel. Where the hell did you pull that out of?
What do you want me to say?
Butt? Ass?
Keister?
Rump? Something English?
But when they had the PS2, I mean, they were so far ahead of the Xbox that they just assumed that it would continue without really innovating their system. I mean,
problem number one, how much was their, like, 60 gig?
$600.
Problem number one, $600 entry level.
Even the Xbox, I think, was only $400 when it first came out.
Yep.
It's funny that they're both $150 now or something.
Yeah. But that...
obviously, right.
New Xbox coming out end of the year. Heard it here first.
Not happening.
Announced.
Not
announced.
Announced by the end of the year, but it won't be out till next holiday season at
You're
the earliest.
Liar. Yeah, it's not going to be up to next year, but we're going to hear about it.
Next November.
Next November. 2013.
Neither here nor there. But the Wii U will be out this November.
Wii U.
Woo! Neither here nor there. So the Xbox came out. I mean, the first Xbox didn't even have network. I mean, it had a network port. You could play locally, but you could not play over the internet with it. They weren't supposed to be able to. I mean, people hacked around that, but... yeah,
but I remember the joys of just the first Xbox on like my school's network.
Right. Well, it was a huge hit at colleges, right? And that's where and playing Halo, right?
Yep.
And so that's where they started to pick up steam, I think.
I remember going to Bethel when Eben was there, and people like you'd walk by dorms that were like doors wide open, and it's like two TVs, and it's Halo, and it's like people just like just like screaming, and it's like, this is awesome.
Right. Senior year, my roommate would be playing in his room. I'd be playing in the living room. We'd be blasting some sticks and killing some other silly freshmen.
And so,
good times.
And so with the 360, when they launched the live network. And, I mean, from there, they took the dominance from the PlayStation, I think, right there. I mean, I think the main reason people still buy PlayStations is because it plays Blu-rays. Honestly.
And that's a bad reason at this point, because
well,
you can get a Blu-ray
well,
player.
Well, at this point, but at the time, it was a really good deal.
If Samsung hadn't dropped their prices on DVD players, like, a couple months before I got mine, I was set on buying a PS3.
Well, and I mean, and sure, so it plays Blu-rays, and they have all those other things that I just complained about Xbox making you pay to get to. But the Xbox is integrating it so much better than the PlayStation is. I think the whole PlayStation... UI is clunky, personally. I don't know if either of you have used it, really. Well, you've been over to Andrew. I mean, it's...
yeah.
It's so much... like, there's like 1,000 things in each row, and
that's,
it's like...
well, that's just it. It's like... I mean, it's a decent layout. I mean, because even the Xbox now is sort of
well, now,
cluttered now.
Now, did you play with it with Metro?
I got the last update. I mean, because they've had that for a while now.
Since last October.
Yeah. And I was on in like December. So yeah. I saw it. And it's cool. I like it. It's a good layout. But even still, there's a lot of... it's like, because you have your up and down, and then you've got your left to right. So I don't know. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a media center.
Right.
At this point, you know, so it makes sense.
But now Xbox is taking it to the next level. I mean, PlayStation had that eye tracker thing. Even with the PS2, I think, they had some sort of camera that worked. But it was not nearly as good as the Kinect is now. And the other huge thing is they're integrating voice into everything. Like, they showed Madden 13, where you spoke. You said hut to hike the ball. Like, you said it instead of hitting the button. Like, and they had... what football player was there?
Ocho Cinco.
No, he just got cut today. I don't... doesn't matter. Your friend's friend. No.
Joe Montana?
Was it hit? No, the other guy. Who runs the Broncos, maybe?
John Elway?
John Elway.
Was he the one that was there? I think it was him.
My friend's friend.
Right.
I see what you did there. It was John Elway was the one I was looking for. I said Joe Montana, didn't I?
Yeah.
Damn it.
So John Elway, I believe, was there. And he was like getting into it. Like, you know, like you say hut, you call audibles, you can.
And he got tackled, didn't he?
Yeah, someone came out of the crowd and just knocked him, broke his hip.
Just like, boom!
No, but I mean, they're integrated. And I think they're really trying to build it as a media center and a computing center on top of it. Where I think Sony kind of, like, I didn't hear anything about Sony this year. I heard a lot about Nintendo, and not necessarily good things about Nintendo either, but I heard about Nintendo. The only thing I heard about Sony was they introduced a crazy little panel that you use with their Go controllers. Is that what they're called? Motion?
Yeah, what is
it? Is it Go?
I don't think it's Go.
Blur?
No, that's Blur. Motorola. Good one.
PlayStation Move?
Move, yeah, that's what it is. Move. So they have those, you know, balls on it. But but it was like they used it like a book at some point. Like, I don't, that was all I saw, was that they introduced like this weird thing. It's like a Harry Potter go to school for good your one. Kids. Like, it's like a sorcerer, like a spell book. That's the only thing I saw.
Teacher child magic.
The Nintendo launched their Wii U, or they didn't launch it, but they said it'll be a holiday season. They didn't give a date. They didn't give a price. They just, you know, showed the refined controller. They showed a lot of games. They pretty much showed their entire launch lineup, which had a lot of cool looking games. New Mario, new Luigi's Mansion, lots of third party stuff, whatever.
How?
They did show some people, there's a few games that people showed that they could maybe start to see the Wii U as a cool concept, but most of them they just thought it was still a gimmick for.
I don't know what to think about Nintendo anymore. Like, the graphics look really good for a Nintendo product, even though that's not what, I mean, they're,
they look on par with the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation.
Right, but that's, I mean, they always claim, back. I mean, they always have said that, right. You know, they don't want any business in paving the way for new graphics and whatnot. Which is kind of depressing, I guess, because it would be nice to see them. I was hoping with this one, since, I mean, I was fairly certain that they were going to be the first one to come out and say, hey, we've got a new console coming out. And I was hoping that they were going to come out and say, we were never really taken seriously as like a legit, like, competitive gaming platform, but look at us now. And so I was kind of disappointed on that aspect. And I know they want, I mean, in order to keep the market that they're in, which is the family market, I mean, that people don't want to spend $400 or $500 on a new console. You know, the price point is $300 and under, really. But, I mean, I feel like they're getting to the point where they're kind of beating the dead horse, so to speak. It's like, I mean, I enjoy the remakes of the Marios and the Zeldas and stuff, but it's like, I mean, in order for them to keep on going, like, I'm burnt out with them, honestly. Like, I feel like you need to come up with new content or something.
I think it goes both ways, though, because I think if they weren't to come out with the Mario, they'd be like, where the hell's Mario? Yeah. Like, I think that speaks to a whole generation that even some people might be burnt out on it, but the other people, the majority, I think, still wants that game.
Like, and I get it, you know, but it's like, I feel like that's the only thing they have going for them is their classic titles.
And a lot of people say they should pull a Sega and just become a game maker. Like, Sega dropped out of the hardware race and they make Sonic games still, They did relatively recently anyway. And there are a few other titles that they had control to, like, was it Crash? I don't know. There are some games.
Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah, some Sega games.
I don't know if they did. Yeah. I know Sonic, they had a new one that came out.
Not Crash, there's something else I'm thinking about, but...
Crash into me.
Doesn't matter.
But I also wonder for, like, Nintendo, how much of it is the fact that... How do they feel like they have to do that because the Wii was so successful for them?
Well, and that's a huge part of it. And you can see that, you know, obviously both Microsoft and Sony then tried to replicate that, where... Sony tried to copy it exactly, pretty much, with their controllers, but Microsoft went at it a whole different way, and it's really paying off for them now.
I'm sure you have. Have you played Kinect?
Just like in Best Buy. Yeah. Like that's it.
It's honestly incredible. Like how accurate it is. You know, like I went over to Adam's house and played with him. We played golf, we played tennis, they had some dancing game, and it's like, and it like tracks every single movement, like even if you like bend one leg and pick it up, you know, like your avatar is doing that. But then it's like, not only is your avatar doing that, in the background it's recording you doing it, like live video, and you can like, when you're all done, you can watch it and you can opt to like upload it. And I'm like, you better not upload this dancing video of me, because I will freaking murder you. But I mean, it's freaking hysterical.
I don't know. You were gonna say something? That
I've been tempted by the Kinect a few times.
They had a good deal on it a month ago, month and a half ago. Like you could buy an Xbox.
Well, you still can
with a Kinect for two.
Well, they have it on sale right now if you buy it from Microsoft, $100, as long as you do sign up for 2 years of Xbox Live for $15 a month.
Things already have the Xbox, so all I really need is
I understand it, which is $100.
Maybe you should do it. Exactly. Maybe you should do it and then sell me the Xbox.
Maybe in a few months once.
All right.
But
I finish buying stuff.
I don't really want an Xbox. I want to wait for the new one.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, and I'm not going to buy that. I'm going to be like, I'm not paying. I'm not paying $400 for this stupid thing.
I don't know. I just see, like, I saw it put best as, like, Nintendo makes games, Sony makes hardware, and Microsoft does computing.
They just need to have a party.
And they're like, they were like in direct competition up until I feel like this last. I mean, they're always going to compete, but it's like it was directly competitive up until the PS3, Xbox 360 and Wii. Because I think they kind of started to move in separate directions then. And now, and I mean, the Wii U, they said that it's going to get Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, all that stuff. They're like, yeah, it's all coming. We're not going to talk about that right now. We'll talk about that later. What?
I'm going to have to say we should wrap this up.
Yeah, we're about to.
We're almost on an hour, and we still got movie stuff.
Not a lot. Anyway.
So.
I get it.
I know. I didn't realize, like, what time it was until I actually looked, and I was like, wow. Go team.
But anyway, they're moving in opposite directions, and I think this next iteration is going to move them even farther apart. And could make or break Nintendo.
Right. And I feel like what they're doing right now is that move. Like, it's either going to be... Like, I want to be able to see it hands-on and hold it and see what it does. Because it looks... It's to the point with me where it's honestly 50-50. Like, part of it looks really cool, and it's kind of, like, groundbreaking, so to speak. But then also, it kind of seems very gimmicky.
And they did say that you could get two controllers or use two controllers per system. And they are shipping it with a game called Nintendo Land, which is similar. It will be the Wii Sports of this new thing that'll teach you how to use essentially the system. It's like a set of mini games that are all classic characters. There's like a Zelda Land, a Mario Land. It's kind of like Mario Party with mini games.
I believe all of your Miis from your Wii transfer over.
Well, they have they call it the Miiverse, I believe, and it's like...
Miniverse? It's kind of like... That would be way better named.
It's like the Xbox Live and the Sony...
Seriously?
Network.
Nintendo, just call me up. I've got some cool names for some of your stuff. Like, they have the Wii Wheel, and it's like, why didn't you just call it the Wii-ul? Wii-ul. That'd have been way better name.
I should write him a letter.
I should.
Japanese. Maybe that's the problem.
How do you say hello?
Domo.
Konnichiwa.
Maybe that's the problem. Something gets lost in translation.
Yeah, maybe that's... Anyways.
What?
Konnichiwa.
Mostly that.
You're racist.
So anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And, well, the Wii U will be out for a year before either the other consoles hit. So they'll have a solid head start, but... That didn't necessarily matter for the Xbox. Although it kind of did in the end. But at the beginning, it didn't matter. That's that. Randy wants us to hurry up. So talk about movies, Matt.
No, I don't know.
I'm just kidding. It's fine. It was a joke. I was done. I had a lot to get out there. Go, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
It's movie time.
Movie time. Peanut butter movie time. Peanut butter movie time. Peanut butter movie time. Where you at? Where you at? Where?
That was just so weird.
You didn't have a cover this week.
Maybe he did. You cut him off there.
No, he didn't. I saw it in his eyes.
I didn't.
See?
So I'll hang my head in shame for a moment. There you go. Well, we're back for another movie segment after two last month.
That's right, with the live show.
Live show and that, yeah.
Live show.
So
that was fun.
We had May well covered.
The after party. Go fish bowls.
It's good. Anyway.
Time. Good time. So here we are in June with, I guess, an average summer movie slate. I mean, there's really only one movie that I'm dying to see this month, which we've talked about plenty with this, which is Prometheus.
Which comes out tonight.
Not Iron Sky. They still don't have a release date, actually. Yeah, they don't have a
release date for that one.
Prometheus comes out tonight.
Yep.
Kind of.
Or tomorrow morning. Depends on which way you want to look at it.
Right.
You can line up tonight. You can view it tomorrow morning.
That is true. I'll probably end up seeing it.
I see what you did
hopefully
there.
Saturday night is my plan.
He's going to have the review up by Sunday or he's fired.
You heard it here
first. I may get fired this weekend then.
Yeah, you can't cut the guy some slack.
But last week had Snow White and the Huntsman come out, which I'm kind of interested to see, but not dying to see. Like, it looks kind of cool, and I've heard the visual aspect of the movie's really good. But outside of that, so I don't know what I think about that too much. Then, along with Prometheus this week, we have Madagascar 3 for families, if you got little ones.
Do you just want to say...
Time magazine gave it a good review. That's what the commercial says. That's what
I've not watched any of the Madagascar movies, so I can't comment on them at all.
I feel like they're running down the path of
Shrek.
Land Before Time.
Well, no, that's when you hit straight to video movies 10 years after the first one has come out.
Their first three were movies.
I think only the first one came to theaters and the rest of them were straight to video.
Because
they came out quite a while after, if I remember correctly.
Fine. F you.
He's going to look it up.
That's okay. But
anyway.
So, I mean...
Madagascar 3, whatever.
It's aimed at a different audience.
It's what it is. The commercial is annoying as hell with Chris Rock just talking about his Afro circus.
See the giraffe?
He's the zebra.
Okay. That's not racist.
How is it racist?
Black...
And white.
It's not like he's a Black Panther.
He's not a cool...
ivory-colored
I was gonna say,
rhinoceros?
He's not a... No, I was going to say he's not like a giraffe that's Caucasian with brown spots or anything. I'd say racist there, too.
Who plays the giraffe? David Schwimmer?
David Schwimmer, yep.
That guy's still around?
And then there's a
hippo.
This is
the only thing he's got left to hold on to.
I think that's
to.
Wanda Sykes, but I'm not
and
certain.
And then the other one's Jada Pinkett?
Or is that Jada Pinkett Smith? I think it's Wanda Sykes, but I'm not certain. And then you have Ben Stiller's The Lion.
Oh, yeah. King of the Jungle.
But again, if you got
Chris
kids.
White, get it?
I get it. Might be entertaining. Why isn't Chris Rock the King of the Jungle? Holding the black man down. It's the way the movies go.
We should probably move on.
I should write him a letter.
Then Friday, June 15th, we have the rock musical Rock of Ages with Tom Cruise.
For me and Randy, are going to go see that.
Are you?
Midnight showing.
Yeah, I have no desire to see that one.
Really?
No, we're not.
No, not at all.
I check it out on Netflix.
I'm not a musical person, and now to take, like,
let's just hold on a second. Tom Cruise was funny in Tropic Thunder.
I have no problems with Tom Cruise.
Cruise was a stud in Top Gun.
And Days of Thunder.
And Days of Thunder.
I think that it will be funny.
Doubt us. You cannot.
Like, are you telling me like the Days of Thunder was a good movie?
Yes.
I doubt you.
Ooh, you guys are gonna fight.
Oh man.
Anyway.
I need to call somebody up.
So Matt's
he'll come here.
Matt's not gonna see Rock of Ages. Randy's not gonna see Rock of Ages.
you can go see it. And
I won't because I don't ever go see
it. Danny's going to make them because...
I would go see it on my own if I was just going to see it.
You.
Because I think it'll be funny.
I'm refraining from comment.
I'm also not a big fan of the let's have actors sing in musicals. Just not my thing.
So anyway.
Others might enjoy it. You also have on the 15th, That's My Boy, the new Adam Sandler.
All right, I would go see that before I saw Rock of Ages. Yes.
And even that,
even though it looks bad.
Yes, and with Adam Sandler movies, it's gotten to the point where it's fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me 15 times.
Shame on me.
I'd still go see it.
I'm a fan of early Adam Sandler, and I will typically end up renting his movies, but he is not... done anything.
When he did a movie really. When he was his own twin sister, I think that was kind of just crossing the line, but...
I have not gotten to the point where I've Redboxed Jack and Jill yet. I have been tempted just to see how bad it is.
I don't know how they're making a Grown Ups 2.
Because Grown Ups 1 was terrible.
It was just bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you put that actual talent in the same room, how did that not come out funny?
Well, here's the reason they're doing a Grown Ups 2 is because it made money.
I understand.
But.
Yeah, Moving on.
I have very little hope for That's My Boy.
I'll still see it. At some point. Maybe not in theaters, but.
Then on the 22nd, we have Brave, the new Pixar movie coming out, which I'm intrigued by.
Looks good. Looks like a Pixar movie.
Yep. I'm not a Pixar fanboy, but typically their stuff is solid, so. There's a good strong chance I'll check that one out.
One for my homies.
And then another one that I'm very intrigued by would be Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yes! How excited is everybody for that movie? Can we go see that on the midnight showing?
I would go to a midnight showing. Yeah.
Mike, you in?
Mm-hmm.
The one scene that sold me, him blowing that tree apart with the axe. Just awesome. Just awesome.
Who directed that?
The guy who did...
There Will Be Blood?
Timur... He's a Russian guy. He had done...
Vladimir Putin?
No, not Putin. Timur... He did Wanted.
Timon?
The one with Angelina Jolie. And then he had also done... Night Watch and Day Watch, two Russian supernatural action movies, kind of similar to the
sure
underworld movies.
I cannot say his name. Bekmul Gubatov.
But we'll just go with Vladimir Putin.
Bekmul.
It's anyway. Probably not the president, but whatever.
Timur. And the month kind of ends there because of the fact that G.I. Joe 2 got pulled from the upcoming film schedule.
Good.
They went back and they had to re...
They're,
do some stuff.
They claim it is because they want to convert it to 3D, but speculation is that they kind of realized that they had a not-so-great movie on their hands, plus...
Shocker.
They had apparently killed off Channing Tatum's character, who was the main hero of the first one, and I guess they kill him off within, like, 20 minutes in this movie, and now, like, with the success of 21 Jump Street and some of his rom-coms, or... romantic dramedies or whatever they are. They're thinking maybe he is a legit Hollywood star that could be an attraction. So there's talk that they might be switching the story around and maybe filming some new stuff that'll feature him. So.
The movie just went from bad to worse.
I'm disappointed. I am a big fan of The Rock. If you put him in
and
an
Bruce
action
Willis.
Movie, I was excited for this movie.
He was good.
Because of Bruce Willis.
It was basically after Walking Tall that his kind of acting career, so to speak, went downhill.
Is that his first movie?
No, it was his second one.
I'm just kidding. Wasn't the Scorpion King?
We had the Scorpion. Well, the first one was the second Mummy.
We don't really
need
to run down his...
The Rundown is an excellent Rock movie.
Awesome movie. That's the one with Christopher Walken, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sean William Scott. And then last summer, Fast Five was fantastic.
It's,
if you've not seen that yet, highly recommend that movie.
This guy's name is Han Solo.
They give everybody gives the Fast series a bunch of shit. But, like, My whole family, like, not my whole family, my mom, like, me and my dad and my brother, we just love cars. And, like, we could honestly sit down and watch all of them and be like, this is awesome. You know, like, you can't, it's like too many people get caught in the, like, looking for, like, superb plots and amazing storylines. Yeah. And it's like, sometimes you just need to watch a movie to watch it. Hot Rod.
True.
Watch a movie to watch a movie.
The release date is March 29th, 2013.
Yeah.
For G.I. Joe 2, in case
I would
you were
say
curious what
the
was
first tough. Fast and Furious was entertaining. The second one took a step down. Third one I hated. I don't think I even finished that one while watching it for free on cable.
Which one is the third one?
Tokyo Drift.
Oh, see, I like that one. Like, I don't know.
I only ever seen the first one.
I like tuner cars, so.
But then I loved 5. Like, that's the only one I own.
Did you like that they left it open at the end for another one?
Yes. And I'm excited for that.
That's funny.
But when you have The Rock and Vin Diesel doing battle, the whole end scene was one of the most ludicrous things I've ever seen, but the smile did not leave my face.
Right. It's kind of like Expendables 2 yeah. exciting.
Yeah.
You want to know what's crazy?
A good movie, what?
They count WWF, Royal Rumble, and other such events as TV movies on IMDb.
Why not?
I mean, I get it, but it's funny. Like, if you go to
The
Rock,
you have to pay for it. It's like going to a movie.
Well, no, but like in The Rock's like filmography, like those are listed as like movies. That's funny.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, The Rock, I feel like, is one of those people who, like Sylvester Stallone, needs to be in movies where his lines are kept to a minimum. Just let the guy punch people in the face, shoot stuff, blow stuff up, walk out, say one cool one-liner like, yippee-ki-yay, mother effers, and then walk out.
I would disagree. The guy's got charisma to spare. I mean, he could carry a movie. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is what he chooses to do.
Like the Tooth Fairy one?
The Tooth Fairy.
What the shit is his problem there?
The game
there?
Plan. That was the one where he was the quarterback and he suddenly found out he had a daughter.
Star Trek Voyager.
He just needs to, and maybe it's his manager that's picking all this crap for him. It's like,
or somebody's just like,
no.
Like,
look
let's
at this
just,
money I have here for you. Come and make, spend 6 weeks and make
and
this movie with
and
me.
That's what it is. But it's like, don't ruin your street cred.
No.
Rock, don't ruin your street cred.
But it seems like he's kind of coming back to more.
Nah, not happening.
Mainstream, but I.
Walking Tall?
That's a good movie.
That was entertaining.
That was right after
that was with
the
his
rundown.
Big truck.
Yeah.
And
Be Cool was a good movie, but he had a small part. Mm-hmm. He's in Doom.
Doom sucked.
Southland Tales was good.
The
Gridiron Gang. Spy
Walking
Hunter.
Tall and
Spy Hunter's never come out. That was
that's a video
just,
game. It
yeah, but there was talk of making
Hannah
a movie.
Montana. The Game Plan.
What was it?
Get Smart.
What was the
race
one?
Race to Witch Mountain.
I did like him in Get Smart.
Walking Tall and what was the prior, one prior?
Rundown.
The Rundown.
The Rundown. Like though.
Planet 51.
Those two were just awesome.
Yes, they were.
Tooth Fairy.
The Rundown is just an awesome movie. I love Christopher Walken. He is such
married?
A fantastic actor. Yeah.
The other guys.
Where'd that guy go?
You again.
What's he doing nowadays? Sleep. Do you even know? He's old.
Reading yeah. Where the Wild
which
Things
Are.
Which
is kind of sad.
I think he can kind
of. He's reading Where the Wild Things Are.
Huh, okay.
Have you seen the video of him reading that? It's funny. It's on my Tumblr. Go check it out.
I'll check it out. I haven't been on Tumblr today, other than posting a couple pictures.
You know, so that's kind
you
of
feel
it
like
for,
we got off topic again?
For
Crandall.tumblr.com.
And then I had seen Men in Black 3 and had intended on putting a review up, but with life getting kind of busy, I have not gotten to it. So I'll just give a quick verbal review.
Should I not go see it? That's all the review people need.
I would say it's worth a Redbox rental. It was one of those, have you ever like gone to see a movie and like you were entertained throughout, but then as soon as the movie's over and you start to like analyze it, you're like, what were they doing? That's what this movie was.
WTs and Fs.
It was a movie that had so much potential. Like, they could have done a lot of cool things with the time travel concept. And instead, it was just kind of a throwaway gimmick to provide a quick, simple story, and boom, out you go. Which has been the problem all three Men in Black movies, in my opinion. Like, the first one was a really entertaining hour and a half at a movie theater. But there wasn't a whole lot to it. The second one, I don't even think, was an hour and a half. Yet they were trying to do, like, the origin of the Men in Black and mix all this stuff in. But in 88 minutes, you can't fit enough story in there to make it worthwhile. And this was actually the longest of them, and I think it was like an hour and 45 minutes. But there was just so much stuff they could have done and so many things that they hint at that they never touch on. You know, as they're trying
to
establish...
That's right, they're
going to
reboot the series. Right, Randy?
Is it worth rebooting?
No comment. They're doing it whether you like it or not.
So Matt said don't go see it.
Wait and rent it. Go see Prometheus instead. Or even Battleship.
You would recommend Battleship over
I would.
Men in Black
3? I would.
I wouldn't.
That would tell you how absolutely horrible Men in Black must be.
Battleship is entertaining. I defend Battleship.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Is there any other movie news you'd like kind to discuss? Movie of the month this month, Prometheus, obviously, I think. Probably.
For me, that Prometheus...
Are you going to see Prometheus, Randy?
Eventually.
Not in the theater?
I don't know if I'll go see it in the theaters. So.
He doesn't know what a theater looks like.
Read my review and hopefully that'll...
I'm not... I don't know. I mean, as you know, I'm not a huge moviegoer.
Right.
You know, it takes a lot to convince me. Like, it has... And it looks good. Like, I love the Alien series. But I can wait. Really?
You can dance.
Really?
If you
there's
want
there's only two movies that I'm I will be in the theaters to see.
Magic Mike?
No.
Good one.
Abraham Lincoln? That one I will be in the theaters to see. And Iron Sky.
Dark Knight Rises.
Actually, I would go see that one. Because Dark Knight was awesome in the theater. Like, there's just something about having your eardrums being blown out. And
The Amazing Spider-Man.
And this and the new one looks awesome. The Dark Knight Rises looks awesome. When that football field collapses and the guy's like...
Hines Ward.
I thought it was a college game. Is it really Hines Ward?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Is it a professional football game?
No, it's a made-up team. It's the Gotham City Rogues.
Oh, fair enough. So it's a college team.
It was filmed at Heinz Field in where the Steelers play. And it was Heinz Ward that did it. He got an action figure. Now he works for NBC. Moving on.
I did not know he got his own action figure out of it.
Yeah, because of the movie. Did you know he worked for NBC?
I had not heard that, but I'm not surprised by it.
So any other movies? So Prometheus is your movie of the month.
I think Brave, with Pixar's track record, could be a top movie of the summer. But again, I've gushed over Prometheus enough the last three times I've been on, so we'll just leave it at that.
Where's my burnt out flag?
You have a flag for that?
Probably.
Or is it just a stick that's got...
Shut
like
up, Mike!
All
Don't
over
judge
it
me.
So
anyway,
I'll get a little Google stick to wait for you then.
This evening.
Yeah,
thanks for listening. It was a good night.
As always, you can find us on our website, speedgeek.com. Randy is currently clapping.
Woo!
You can find Matt's review of Prometheus Sunday at speedgeek.com/movies.
How about we say Monday?
Monday, apparently.
Or Tuesday.
There might be a new logo involved. Who knows?
Wednesday at the latest.
Yeah. So anyway, you can always find us on our website, bleedgeek.com. You can find Matt at bleedgeek.com/movies. You can find our podcasts on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook, I guess. Not follow us. It's kind of the same thing, but...
Like, follow...
www.facebook.com/bleedgeek. Follow us on Twitter, at bleedgeek.
Twitter.com/bleedgeek.
Check out Tumblr.
Bleedgeek.com. Bleedgeek.tumblr. No E in the Tumblr.
It's tricky like that.
Yep.
Maybe
it's
tricky. Have highlighted that so much.
Follow me on Tumblr. Crandall.tumblr.com.
Crandall.tumblr.com.
I post on there. Try to do once a day. That's what I go for. Lately, this week, my theme has been Dance of the Day. GIF images.
You heard it here first.
It's true. Tuesdays wasn't a dance at all. It was a middle finger to Tuesday. I'll show people in chat.
Maybe you should be in chat, and then you could see what it was.
And if you're not in chat tonight, you can always join us next Thursday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.
I'm not going to let him in.
That's
a lie. I'll
you can follow us individually on Twitter, or you could... Oh, first you could send us an email if you want. What's our email, Randy?
fans@bleedgeek.com.
And if you don't know how to use email, you could call us on your new phone you just got, because it was $10 cheaper. What's the phone number?
406-79-GEEKS.
That's 406-794-3357. You can always follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at The Crandall with two L's. If you can't find me, then I don't want you following me anyways.
And if you want to not receive anything because I never tweet, you could follow me at FowlerFF.
At FowlerFF.
And so, yeah, so that's our show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
That fella.
Have a good night.
Go Google. Google, 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 Google,